Earth and Sky.
I think there is a sense of urgency. The Arctic is rapidly changing, faster than even people might have imagined.
That was research oceanographer Ben Holt at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Earth and Sky asked Holt, what's happening to Arctic ice?
Well, the two major changes that have been going on are the extent of the ice cover and the thickness of the ice. The extent has been decreasing steadily for the last 15 years, with a particular decrease in the summer of 2007.
By the end of the 2007 melt season, Arctic sea ice was 39% below the 20-year average.
And the thicknesses, which has been measured primarily by submarines placed by the U.S. Navy, has shown a general decrease in thickness, particularly in the last two decades.
What's more, in early 2008, NASA's Ice, Cloud, and Elevation satellite revealed that thinner, younger sea ice in the Arctic had jumped from 35% in the mid-1980s to 58%. Holt said that thinning and shrinking of Arctic sea ice indicates a warmer Arctic ocean.
So the more you're heating the ocean, the more it will propagate into potentially further ice reductions, eventually leading to a strong shift in the heat balance of the polar oceans and actually the rest of the global climate.
Thanks today to NASA in celebration of the International Polar Year, where Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.